Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There are ways to get around this. It is the most important position on the team. And you might not know this year if Shador and Dylan are going to be something down the road. So those guys aren't going anywhere. They're keeping Dylan and Shador. Those guys are going to make the football team. So you can pretty much take that to the bank. And then it's just a matter of trying to figure out what you would want to do with Joe and Kenny. And I think both of them will play this year.
That's Mary Kay Cabot on Baskin of Phelps yesterday. She'll join us tomorrow, 8:20 this morning, saying to take it to the bank that it's going to be Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders both making the team, which I got to tell you, I've listened to some national pundits here. I know it's a time of year where you know, people have to start trying to change what they've seen so far, what they've heard so far. But I still hear some national pundits out there going like, well, he's got to make the team first. And I'm like, man, you guys got to get boots on the ground. He's making the team. Like, that's happening. He's going to be on the 53. I think the question is now, are they going to have four quarterbacks on this roster? Should they carry four? Would they carry four? Is that a stupid or smart thing to do? Or, okay, can you trade either one of the two older ones? Kenny Pickett's not that old, but can you trade either one of those guys? Or would you just cut them and move on? I think that that's more the conversation that's going to happen. Like, right now, I think it's more important. I heard Aubrey Brewer yesterday, and we're going to play some audio from Aubrey Brewer yesterday as well on Afternoon Drive. Let me tell you this. I think that with the two older guys, with Kenny and Joe, I think that's more for the veterans. That's more for the fans. I don't know about Kenny, but definitely Joe. The most important thing is to get Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders good with the nomenclature, good with the rest of the team. I don't think that when it comes to the fans, this is why I think that, if you are looking at the stuff on the internet and seeing the, well, Shador Sanders was 7-for-9 and we're using this in any serious thing, I think that's really dumb. I just think it's dumb. It was just past OTAs. It's mandatory minicamp. Completions and things like that. Like, yeah, you want a guy to throw a good ball and you want the guy on the receiving end to catch the ball, but you want guys to run the right routes. You want the guy to call the right play. We're not in a position right now. And frankly, like, they take it seriously because they want to put their work in. The intensity doesn't get turned up until training camp. Yeah, I heard Nick and Jonathan, I'm not trying to rip on them, but there was a part a couple days ago where they said, well, I think with vets, it's more boom or bust with the rookies. I don't think they see it that way. I think they all come in with, what are you doing every single day to conduct yourself as a professional? What do you know as far as the nomenclature?
Like,
what do you know as far
stuff
as the football? Yeah, and these are things that, again, when we're looking at 6-for-9 in 11-on-11s, you don't know anything.
Didn't
it's just playing
say,
pitch and catch.
Didn't they used to say Brett Favre was terrible at all this stuff?
Yes.
So
yes.
Imagine if there was a tracker And it was right now in his rookie year, what people would be saying about, what was he, Atlanta when he started out? What would they be saying, right?
So we want to speculate, and we can speculate all we want. I mean, I talked to some people yesterday who the veterans are really not in town right now. They're getting their final days in. You know, 4th of July is coming up. Be careful out there, boys. And they're getting their final days in before it's time to go to camp and get nuts. Yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and the guys in the locker room, the guys on the offensive line, if you really want the skinny on it, forget about passing and catching in yards. They are impressed with what Dillon Gabriel knows. They are impressed with the work ethic Shedeur Sanders has with what he wants to know. You can tell that he might be a little bit behind, and I think I have a theory behind that, and it's a personal theory. They could tell he started a little bit behind, but he's picking it up. They also know that it's June. And when the heat turns on and when you're actually in those, like, those other practices where you have another team going after you and the joint practices, that's when you're going to start to find out, because things will shrink, because guys won't be as open because they're competing for jobs. So now you're really going to have to call it the right play at the right time, develop the rapport as best you can with those around you, and try to deliver the ball and try to move the offense, quote unquote, down the field, but execute the play the way you want in the drill of how you can do it. Like, that's where it matters. But if you really want the inside stuff on any of it, I'll tell you, they're very impressed with Dillon Gabriel and what he knows, and they're very impressed with Shedeur Sanders and how he wants to know it, his willing to work in. They knew that he was a little bit behind to start off, and he's picking it up pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, that's what Albert Breer said yesterday, right?
Yes.
So I'm listening to that and thinking to myself, like, man, the bar right now, it's so fascinating to hear people, like, compare and contrast all these guys, because the bar is so low. Like, I imagine 98% of quarterbacks in the NFL, I'm not talking starters.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm not talking good. I'm saying 98% of quarterbacks can go out in either rookie minicamp
or pitch and catch
and
guys.
Do that, yeah, and do exactly what we're seeing. Like, holy cow, I'd be alarmed if stuff wasn't working for these guys right now. I'd be like, what a joke. But the reality is, like, most likely of Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders, and you know, Dillon Gabriel, most likely the odds are that none of these guys are actually going to have 7-year NFL careers as starting quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely that's, if you're a 5th round pick, odds are way against you. If you're a 3rd round pick, the still odds are you're great. A backup for mm-hmm. your career. If you can even hang on. That's mm-hmm. why, like, stories like Brian Hoyer, undrafted, decade plus in the NFL, the money he made, that is the anomaly. So Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel are anomaly candidates. Like, You have to hope everything goes right for them to have realistic NFL careers and with the Browns, to be starters with the Browns, especially considering what they have next year. So I'm coming into this with very low expectations. It's good that I'm hearing people seem confident in them, but this is what they have. Like, I mean, imagine a world where an NFL team would talk badly about their, and the people around the facility would talk badly about the guys when this is what they have. This is it.
Now, I told you what I know. I'll speculate here in just a moment after we play this Auburn Burr, because I want you guys to hear this on why there might be a lack of first-team reps for Shedeur Sanders.
I think it's because he had a bigger learning curve than Dylan Gabriel. That's the reality of it. You know, I mean, Dylan Gabriel started how many games in college? Dylan Gabriel crushed his pre-draft process. Like, now, that doesn't mean there isn't stuff for him to learn along the way, but I wrote this back in March and April that there were teams that were, like, sort of stunned by how little Shedeur knew, you know, relative to what they thought, him being the son of Deion and having played for Pat Shurmur in college, you know? Like, so I think Shedeur, and maybe this isn't any fault of his own, but I think Shedeur had a lot more ground to cover than Dylan Gabriel did. And so because of that, like, it's harder to put him out there with the first team, you know? Again, like, you have to be able to answer to your players in these sorts of things. That's the way I look at it, at least.
Let me speculate just a moment here off of what Auburn Breer just said with the guys in the afternoon, which was a great interview. Brilliant stuff from, and I mean that sincerely. Auburn Breer was excellent yesterday. Listen to more of that, 92.3thefan.com. That's why you have to have the free Odyssey app, folks, wherever you're at. Timbuktu to Portland, Maine. It's absolutely free. Get the Odyssey app right now. Dylan Gabriel was in three different offenses. I don't know if it was three totally different offenses, but with three different programs. Okay? Three different head coaches. In Oklahoma, UCF, Oregon. If you're going to go and excel at those levels, buddy, you better know some football. You better know it. Shedeur has been with two. And this is where, and don't get mad. You're going to get sensitive. Not you. Everybody else is going to get sensitive. Deion, I do believe, is tough on his children. I do believe that Deion is tough on Shedeur and demanding of his son. But he's also going to put his son in the best position possible, is he not? And if it's still the same offense and it's still the same types of things of what you're doing and you're not really getting out of any other offenses and being able to expand that horizon, well, you have to do it in the NFL because the defenses are more complicated. The athletes are better. They're going to throw things at you that you may never have seen at Jackson State or Colorado. Those are great football teams that you're playing against at Colorado. It's still a pretty good conference. It's not the Big Ten or SEC, but it's still a pretty good conference. But you're going to get some stuff that you ain't never seen in the NFL with players that you have never seen in college football. And so he starts a little bit behind the eight ball there. It's not the overall reason he fell to the fifth round, for crying out loud. That, you know, we all have our different theories about that, and who knows. And we're going to have to get to a point at some point where who cares. But I speculate. Is he behind because he didn't want to know, or is it behind because, hey, we got to hit the ground running and we have to go with the simplest offense, and I'm your head coach. I was your head coach at Jackson State. I was your offensive coordinator in high school. I was your head coach at Jackson State, and I'm your head coach in Colorado. We got to get this thing going here because we got to turn around programs. We got to turn around the HBCU program, and we got to turn around the worst college football program in all of P4. Like, that's maybe speculative. And maybe that's not the truth. Maybe Shedeur just couldn't pick it up. We'll find out. We will find out soon enough. But if I'm hearing that his work ethic is there and he's picking it up quickly enough, then I'm starting to think maybe he was incubated a little bit. Because if Shador's naturally better than a lot of the guys he's going to play against, then, yeah, you're going to win more games than you lose. And they were able to do that in year two everywhere they went. He was able to do it. I mean, to go from 1-11 the year before they got there to 9-4 in a bowl game, that's a big turnaround. There has to be credit that's given to that. And part of that is taking care of the offense, taking care of the wins and losses with what you can do as a quarterback. And your father's the head coach of the football team. Now, I'm just trying to connect dots on that one.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.